Wake up! You're getting late for school!
Annie, what happened? Why aren't you ready for school? Are you not going to school today?
No.
Why?
I'm not feeling well.
What happened to you?
I'm having fever.
Yeah, you look very pale as well.
Just take it easy today. I'll book an appointment with the doctor if your condition gets worse, okay? Try to get some sleep, sweetheart.
Annie's mother had no idea that the girl lying on the bed wasn't her daughter, but an evil disguised as Annie.
Do you feel better now?
A bit.
Ugh.
I don't feel hungry.
What happened to her?
As soon as Annie's parents went to bed, the evil impersonating their daughter went hunting.
These nightly excursions became routine. As Annie's parents slipped into a deep stupor, the beast would prowl the dark streets in search of human flesh and return to rest on Annie's cozy warm bed. Fear plagued the town very quickly. No one knew who or what was behind the brutal murders happening in the dead of night. The once peaceful town was now at the mercy of a serial killer. Even the authorities were at their wits' end, trying to come up with suspects. Least of all, no one would be suspecting the young, innocent, teenaged Annie. Annie's parents grew concerned day by day at her bizarre behavior. There was no explanation for this sudden change in mindset. Annie's mother was starting to get sleepless at night. Her thoughts were on her daughter, worrying and wondering as to why her daughter wasn't being herself. It had been 4 days since her fever, and that is when all of this oddness began. During the day, Annie wasn't as talkative as she used to be. She didn't share her thoughts and feelings with her mother like she used to. And she completely lost her appetite for her mother's cooking. Annie's parents tried to get her to go and see a doctor, but she insisted that she was fine and that she only needed to rest. She convinced them that she couldn't be going to school so soon, as it would completely tire her out. Annie's behavior is really worrying me. At times, I get the feeling she's not my daughter. Tomorrow is the last straw. If it continues, please take her to a psychiatrist. Mom, Mom,
help me, help me.
Mom, Mom,
help me, help me.
Mom,
Mom,
I'm here,
I'm here.
Help me,
help me,
help me, Mom,
help me, Mom.
It was a really strange dream.
Huh? Where's Annie? When Annie's mother discovered she was not in bed,
She got worried and searched the house. When she still didn't find her, she checked the garden through the window. Annie's mother could not believe what she was seeing before her. Just as Annie was about to get up, her mother quickly ran to hide behind her room door to see what this girl was up to. Annie came in the house and straight away went to take a shower. Annie's mother was feeling so horrified and didn't know what to do. She went into Annie's room and broke into tears.
Oh God, what is wrong with my daughter? She can't be Annie. My daughter would never do that.
Huh?
Mom, I saw someone standing in the window of that abandoned house. Please come into my room and see.
Where, Annie? There's no one there. Mom, I swear there was someone in that window.
Annie? What are you doing in my room?
Nothing. I just came in to check if you were feeling any better.
I'm fine. I was in the shower.
Actually, your dad is feeling a bit sick. I'd have to go to the pharmacy to pick some medicine for him. It's quite late, so I was wondering if you want to come along to keep me company.
Okay. I'm waiting for you in the car. Come down when you get ready.
Annie, you know, your dad loves you a lot. Yesterday, he was saying to me that he misses your childhood days so much. And you won't believe, he still remembers the name of your favorite doll. Sarah, he got that doll for you when you were only one. Oh my God, you would never go to sleep without her.
Yes, I remember. I loved that doll. I used to always play with her.
Really? Because Annie never liked dolls. She never had one.
So you found out.
Just as she was about to be attacked, Annie's mother jumped out of the car and locked the demon inside. She quickly got the canister filled with petrol from the trunk and poured it all over the car.
Mom, what are you doing? I'm your daughter, Annie. Please open the door.
No, you can't be Annie, because my daughter is trapped in that abandoned house.
Annie's parents immediately forced their way into the abandoned house and rescued their daughter. Annie was so weak and malnourished that her parents could barely recognize her. Their hearts sank. All she had to survive on during her 4 days being confined to that horrible house was the stinking water from the kitchen tap. Had any more time elapsed, Annie's parents could possibly have lost their beloved daughter forever. Not long after all of this ordeal, the family discovered from an old neighbor the story behind the abandoned house. It had been such a long time since that house was lived in. The previous owner was a lonely old woman. She was no ordinary woman living her life alone. In a large house fit for a family of 10, she had been the talk of the town. There had been many rumors, but the most prevalent of which were her evil nightly activities. When the sun set and the rest of the town was deep in slumber, she would roam the streets in search of flesh. She would kill anyone to satisfy her bloody needs. It was a dark time for the town as the death toll mounted. The local police department had never encountered such brutality. Bodies would be discovered mutilated, with organs missing. There were bite marks all over the bodies, unmistakably human bite marks. The police got their lucky break when the local milkman, doing his early morning rounds, discovered the woman gorging on the fat baker. When it came to giving her a punishment, the police decided the local jail was no place for an elderly woman, and the town had seen so much death they didn't want another in the form of an execution over their own heads. The townspeople unanimously agreed to lock the evil woman in her own house. All the doors and windows were sealed so she couldn't escape. Everyone hoped and prayed she died after a long, slow starvation, time enough to think on her crimes. But who knew that one day that evil spirit would come back in the form of Annie? It was mere days after the incident that Annie's parents packed up and left the house, thankful they were able to save their daughter's life.
Hi everyone, hope you guys are enjoying my animations. Please don't forget to leave a comment. I really enjoy reading all of them. Thanks for watching. I'll see you guys with another creepy story. Until then.